Okay, Helen, imagine eating a piece of fish that looks, smells, and tastes completely normal, but a few hours later, you're stuck on the toilet, vomiting, and with tingling in your arms and legs. Not nice. Well, this can happen if the fish you eat is contaminated with Ciguatera toxin. This affects fish in tropical waters that eat a dinoflagellate species of algae that make the toxin. And it affects between 20 and 60,000 people every year, and it's the most common form of food poisoning caused by a natural toxin. Now, testing fish for this toxin has up until now been quite a lengthy and time-consuming process involving injecting purified samples into mice and then just watching to see if they become ill, which, from an ethical standpoint of having to get through a lot of mice, is not great, and also just the time it takes to do that. Well, now Kentaro Yogi and his colleagues in Japan have developed a much faster and effective way of testing for the toxin, which has also allowed them to identify 15 different forms of the toxin present in fish species caught in different areas, as well as identifying differences in the dinoflagellates responsible for producing the toxin. The team used liquid chromatography tandem mass spectroscopy to analyze the toxins, which were extracted and purified in a similar way to the mouse bioassay method. But the peaks obtained from the analysis were compared with known reference samples of the toxins, and they accurately showed the separate toxins found in the samples of fish. And the team believe that with the production of more reference samples from the various toxins by extraction from natural sources, so fish that have been caught, and through synthetic chemistry as well, so getting people to actually make these toxins from scratch in the lab. This method using the liquid chromatography could actually improve the speed and accuracy of testing for something that's quite a nasty thing to have.
It is, and luckily I haven't myself had Ciguatera, but I do know friends who have, and it's really quite disabling. It's a terrible thing. I think it can go on for years as well. So, like you say, a better way of detecting it and figuring out sources has to be a good thing.